Away we go. Here we are, Thanksgiving Monday, November the 25th, 2019. We are in the thick of Thanksgiving week. Can you believe this? 11 minutes past the hour, and Turkey Day is just 3 short days away, right around the corner. Now, here's what I want to tell you about yesterday. Because as everybody knows, I have the annual Thanksgiving dinner at my house for my family now, where I invite everybody over and cook the dinner. Well, I can't lie and say that I cook the whole dinner. I cook part of the dinner, and then some of the people who come over bring some of the dinner. But at my house, I cook the turkey. I cook the cranberry sauce, which I guess is really no cooking. There's really no cooking involved with cranberry sauce, but I do the cranberry sauce. I do the rolls. The rolls, make them all golden brown and ready to go for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm making myself hungry this morning. And I do... Now, see, this is kind of weird because is it stuffing or dressing? Now, I either do the stuffing or the dressing, but I'm not sure which it is. Now, somebody told me that stuffing is when you cook it inside the bird, and dressing is when you cook it on the stove. But then yesterday when I was at the store buying all this stuff, which is what I'm going to tell you about in a second, the box of the stuff that I bought says stuffing. But I'm not going to cook that in the bird. So what is the difference between stuffing and dressing? I don't think it has anything to do with the bird, because you could not sell it in the store as stuffing because how do they know if you're going to cook it inside the bird or not? And I'm not even sure, what does cooking it inside the bird do for it? Why do people cook that stuff inside the bird? I would think it would burn up because the bird is in the oven for like 4 hours. Does anybody know the answer to this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's another question I have for you, because I really need help when it comes to Thanksgiving. I can never remember year to year how big a turkey I get. Now, some in the store are very big, and some in the store are kind of mildly big. Well, this year, I bought a 17-pound turkey. But I don't know how much does a 17-pound turkey feed. See, this is kind of where I get, obviously I have no memory. Because I've been cooking this turkey every year for like the last 5 or 6 years. But now that I think on it, I don't know how big a turkey I got. So yesterday I got a 17-pound turkey, which looked about right. But how many people will a 17-pound turkey eat? Feed. I obviously don't know what I'm saying this morning. See, I'm all shook up over the holidays. I'll tell you what I'm shook up over. First of all, there are two things going on this week, and this is what shakes me up. Number one, have you heard about this? The annual tradition, every Thanksgiving, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, this year might not have balloons. And I'm not talking about the little balloons that the kids have on the side of the street. Actually, last night, I told this story to somebody. This is a little sidebar. I said, you know, this is what I'm going to talk about on the radio tomorrow, that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade might not have any balloons this year. And the person said to me, the balloons on the side of the street? I don't think they understood I'm talking about the big, big balloons. You know, like Garfield and Tom Turkey and all the other big, big inflatable balloons that make the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade everything that it is. Well, apparently this year there might not be big balloons at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade because of weather conditions. Because the cold front that we got over the weekend apparently is going to be hitting New York in the next couple days, and that's going to give them very windy weather on Thursday, and they will not put these balloons up if there's a lot of windy weather. So this year's Thanksgiving Day parade might not have any balloons. Now, this is what I'm thinking to myself. If there are no balloons in this parade, who's going to watch this thing? I mean, does anybody really watch for the bands and the Broadway shows? Because that's about all anything else there is in this parade. It's just bands and Broadway shows. Bands, Broadway shows, and balloons every year in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But there might not be any balloons this year. And I'll tell you, if they don't have any balloons in this parade, who's going to watch it? Who's going to watch this parade? So that's kind of got me ticked off, and maybe where I am right now. But so does anybody know this? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. How much, all you ladies and gentlemen out there who have been cooking for years and years and years Thanksgiving dinner, how many people can be fed by a 17-pound turkey? Is that a good-sized turkey? It seems like a good-sized turkey to me. Now, here's another thing. I now have this thing in my... Oh, thank God somebody's calling in, and somebody can tell me the difference between stuffing and dressing. Go ahead, caller.
How much meat do you usually eat, like when you go get a hamburger or something like that? Do you get a quarter-pounder or a half-pounder? Or...
When I'm cooking it at home?
Well, yeah, yeah.
When
you eat a sandwich to satisfy your appetite, is it a quarter pound or a half pound?
Let's see. When I get it, well, you know, I would say it's probably a quarter of a pound.
Okay, so you got 17 pounds times four. How many is that going to feed?
Well, that'd be quite a bit then, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
This guy's 30.
Well, it's funny because this is kind of interesting because, during the year, the only other thing I really buy in weight is what you just said. It's like ground beef. So when I go to the store to buy ground beef, I usually buy it like 3 pounds.
Right.
And 3 pounds will make like...
patties and what have you. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And with 3 pounds, you can usually make like 10 hamburgers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm guessing
For Thanksgiving, you got your stuffing and you got your cranberry sauce and this and that, and, you know, potatoes and sweet potatoes and yams and all that kind of stuff. That's why everybody gets overstuffed on Thanksgiving. Oh, there's more turkey. I'll have more turkey.
That's right. So do you have any idea how long, because I think it said something like 4.5 hours to cook a 17-pound turkey.
Depends on how you cook it. If you smoke it, it takes less time than that.
Well,
or if you fry it.
I've heard a lot of this.
You can fry them, and they've got those new things, like the Ninjas, the Instant Pots. Those are supposed to be even quicker.
Well, it's kind of interesting because it usually takes me about 4 hours because my family has always eaten late. We eat about 4 o'clock. And on Thanksgiving, I usually put it in right around 11:30. And it's usually ready by about the time that they come over. But I'm thinking maybe this year I should put it in maybe 10:30 or 11. That way it's...
Well, you've got a thermometer in it, haven't you?
No, I use that little popper. You know the little popper that pops off?
Well, you should always use a thermometer, too, and a meat thermometer. And as long as you maintain 106-degree temperature, that's what you're aiming for.
So as long as the thing is 106, you're good.
160.
Oh, 60. 160.
160 internal temperature, and that's your safe mode.
So do you know the difference between stuffing and dressing? Because it's apparently it has nothing to do with being in the bird.
Right, right.
So
some people put it in, some people don't.
Right. So can it still be stuffing even though you don't stuff it in the bird?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because I got cornbread stuffing this year, and that looks pretty good.
Yep.
So, do you have any big Thanksgiving plans coming up?
No, we're going away.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad thing
to
do on Thanksgiving.
All we got to do is go and eat.
So. Go and eat. Sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Nah, bye.
All right. Well, there's the answer. So, and I guess that would make sense. So, if I'm buying 3 pounds of ground meat to get like 8 or 10 hamburgers, then 17 pounds of turkey would be quite a bit. Because 17, okay, so that's, oh, now I'm going to have to do math in my head. So, that would be just short of 6 packages of hamburger, because 6 times 3 would be 18. So, 6 times 8 would be, I am getting the weirdest messages, and I don't know why this thing keeps going off the cell phone. Anyway, okay, so 6 times 8 would be 42. So a turkey would make 42 hamburgers. Well, that's quite a bit then. So we're going to say 42 servings, I guess. Is that how that's done? That's probably not how that's done, but that's how I just did it. Okay, so now I've got the turkey. Do you think 4.5 hours is going to be good? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Also, what do you make of the stuffing versus the dressing? Which is it? Is it stuffing or is it dressing? Because I don't think you have to put it in the bird. I'm telling you, and I felt like a pinball in the store last night. I was in there trying to stop, and that's all I had to get. All I had to get was stuffing, the turkey. I needed a new turkey pan. I needed a bag to put the turkey in. I needed cranberry sauce. I needed butter. And I needed rolls. So I'm going around the store last night, and I could not navigate through this place. People had their carts just parked out in the middle of the aisle, and these carts were overflowing. I'm telling you, it was a whole thing last night. But I've got it all. It's on my counter at home, and the turkey's in the refrigerator. Now, this is another question. I've got this 17-pound turkey in my refrigerator as of yesterday at about 6 o'clock. Now, when do I need to take this turkey out and put it in the sink? Because I know you have to put it out. Is it 48 hours? Somebody told me it was 48 hours. So if it's 48 hours, I'm going to have to put that turkey in the sink tomorrow morning. Because Tuesday to Thursday, because I'm going to put it in Thursday morning at like probably 11:30. So how long does a 17-pound turkey need to be in your sink to thaw out before the holiday? Because it's definitely solid right now. Does anybody know that? Can anybody help me with that? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know the difference between stuffing and dressing? Stuffing versus dressing. When do I need to get this turkey in the sink? That's a very important thing to know. Because you don't want to kill everybody who's coming over to your Thanksgiving dinner. And I'll tell you, folks, I am leery this year. I'm leery because last year, even though I've been doing this a long time, last year I about burned down the house. The house about burned down when I was cooking this turkey. I don't know how that happened. I think it had something to do with the self-cleaner on the oven. But it did about happen. The whole thing about went completely up. So this year, I'm a little nervous. And last year, I had problems to begin with. Because I don't know if I ever told this story. But you know the little popper on the turkey that tells you when the turkey's done. It's like a little red dot. And, you know, when the turkey reaches a certain temperature and it's ready to be done, that little button pops. Okay, that's always worked for me. Like for 4 Thanksgivings, that worked fine. Well, last year, I'm cooking the turkey. And it gets to be like a half hour before everybody's coming, and the thing still hasn't popped. And I'm thinking, well, what's going on here? So I got in there, and I pulled the turkey out of the oven, which was probably a mistake, and I grabbed that little button to see, well, maybe my button is broken. And I ended up pulling the button out of the turkey. So now the turkey had no button anymore and could not tell me when the turkey was done. Now, nobody got sick last year or anything, so I'm thinking the turkey probably was done. But I hope that doesn't happen again this year. Last year was just a disaster all the way around. Now that I think back on it, it was just an absolute disaster. But I am, when do I need to put this turkey in my sink? Does anybody know this? For a 17-pound turkey, when do I need to start thawing this thing out? Do I need to start doing it tomorrow? Should I do it today? Should I wait till Wednesday, the day before? Because you also don't want to leave the turkey out too early. That can also be bad. So does anybody know how long for a 17-pound turkey you should leave it out before Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving morning, when you're going to cook that bird. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. I tell you, Thanksgiving really does become a thing. Becomes a big thing. Now, this morning, we're going to do something. I always enjoy this. We do this every year. Every single year since the beginning of time, we have done this. Now, let me explain a little bit what this is we're going to do here. We do it every year. We've done it. I think this is 9 years we've done it. Okay. Back in, it must have been 2010, the late legendary comedian, First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller, obviously used to do a lot of interviews with me. You've heard them on this station. And one year at Thanksgiving, I had this idea where I thought we could do a skit where Phyllis Diller would be a Butterball turkey employee. And I thought, well, that will be funny. And she agreed to do it. And we wrote this script out. And we got ready to tape this thing. Because they do actually have a Butterball hotline. So this is actually a real thing. So we got ready to tape this thing and kind of threw out the script. The questions were still scripted, but everything Phyllis did was improv. She absolutely improvised everything that we did. And that's what really made her a legend. So, every year since then, and Phyllis died in 2012 at the age of 95, every year since then, we have played the Phyllis Diller Butterball Turkey skit around Thanksgiving time. And like I say, it's getting a little long in the tooth now, being 9 years ago that this was actually taped, back in 2010. So, for the ninth time, I hope you're ready, I hope you like traditions. For the ninth time, here is the Phyllis Diller Butterball Turkey Skit, right here on WWGH Radio. Take it away, Phyllis.
This is Scott Spears, and with Thanksgiving just around the corner, I have received many questions from listeners about how to make the perfect turkey. So with that in mind, I'm going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline on air today to speak with a culinary expert to get your turkey troubles answered by a professional. Let's dial the old Butterball Hotline here and see if we can get somebody on the line. I'm sure they get a lot of calls this time of year, but very eager to answer, I'm sure. Good people over at Butterball. Not sure how long this hotline's been up and running, but I know it's been a while.
Butterball here.
Yes, this is Scott Spears from W...
Oh, yeah, Scott. I recognize your voice, Scott. I'm Butterball.
Now, wait. This voice sounds familiar.
Oh, my voice?
Your voice. Who?
I'm the voice of Butterball.
You're the voice of Butterball.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Now, wait a second. This sounds like Phyllis Diller, not a Butterball employee.
You got it.
What are you doing working for Butterball, Phyllis?
Well, I always need to pick up a little extra change, and I wouldn't mind a little slice of something to eat that's that good.
Are you versed in turkey etiquette?
Well, they hired me, didn't they?
Okay. Well, I've got some questions for you, Phyllis.
I bet you do. I bet you got a lot of questions. I got the answers.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get to the questions that the listeners have submitted. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day? Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference? That's from Jessica from Cardington.
Now, that's about four different questions. Will you slow down, Scott?
I will. Let me try that again.
Try one question at a time.
I will try to take them in
order.
That's a good one. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Okay, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. And number one, a turkey doesn't thaw on the day that you're going to eat it, because that damn thing is hard as a rock. You got to leave it out overnight. And the poor thing is frozen in the first place. Be sure you cover it with a quilt so it doesn't cry. Because if it cries, it'll keep you awake all night. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
They have feathers, but they're cold.
You know, Phyllis, so you're telling me if you haven't put your turkey out the night before...
No, you don't cook it the night before.
But
No. You thaw it out all night. Sometimes it takes two nights to thaw out Fang. Coldest man I ever knew.
How's he doing?
Terrible.
Really? Does he like the holidays?
I make him sleep with a turkey.
Phyllis, second part of this question. Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference?
Oh, boy. It makes the turkey crazy to see that roasting pan. I'll tell you the difference it makes. I have a big roasting pan that the turkey fits in, but you can't shut the oven door.
So what do you...
It's too big to go in the oven.
What do you do?
Well, I go next door and borrow a pan.
So you kind of lean on your neighbors at the holidays.
What about the neighbors?
You lean on your neighbors at the holiday time.
Lean? They're my whole life.
Hey, there you go. Let's get on to question... Are you busy this year, at this time of year, by the way, Phyllis, with Butterball?
I'm busy every time of year. People love my Butterball. I have explained to people year after year, day after day, turkey is not used as a meat often enough. It is a healthful meat. It is one of the cheapest meats you can serve, and yet the idiots only do it once a year. Have I made it clear?
You've made it clear, Phyllis. Question number two. What internal temperature should the turkey be when it's done? That's from Betty and Marion.
Oh, Betty and Marion. Is that two women or a man and a woman?
I believe that's one person here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, Betty in Marion.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, the internal temperature should always be 68 degrees. Every room in the house should be 68 degrees.
So the turkey should be the same temperature.
I didn't say that. You said what should the internal temperature be? And you mean of the turkey?
Of the turkey.
Well, hell, I've never been in a turkey. I don't know about that.
Does Butterball...
How would I know? I can't get in there.
Does Butterball give you any type of training, Phyllis?
No, they assumed that I knew. Oh, that'll be the day.
Well, I think that last one's a lost cause. Let's go on to number three.
Oh, yeah.
How should I carve the Thanksgiving turkey? That's from Joan, who is also in Marion.
Joan lives in Marion?
Joan lives in Marion.
Well, it's a lovely little town. Lovely little town. When you carve a turkey, you should use a knife.
Does Fang carve your turkey?
You think I would let him have a knife?
Have there been problems in the past with that?
Too dangerous to let him have a knife. He'd probably cut the curtains down, and he'd probably do a lot of damage, and he's not trustworthy.
Is there any special way to carve the turkey? Of course you do it with a knife, but is there any special carving method?
Let me think. Well, I would start with the juiciest, biggest, meatiest part of the turkey poo, and that would be the breast. The breast of your butterball. A butterball breast, you can't beat that. Then you get that dressing, that gravy, and I'm starting to drool.
You're making me hungry, Phyllis.
Oh, goody.
Here we go. Question number four. What kind of stuffing should I use? This comes from Brandon in Cardington.
Where's Cardington?
Cardington's just up the road from Marion, about 15 minutes.
Is that one of those chic suburbs?
Well, I don't know how chic it is. I don't want to offend the people in Cardington, but it's not bad.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a little other community close to Marion.
A little piece of heaven.
Is that what it is?
I that's how I like to put it.
That's what a butterball is, a little piece of heaven. Well, I forgot the question.
Stuffing, Phyllis.
Oh, stuffing. Oh, guess what? My favorite part of the whole din-din is the stuffing. Oh, my God, and there are at least 100 different varieties. A lot of people use cornbread. I prefer stale bread, which I have amassed during the year.
Stale bread?
Stale bread, yes. I'll take all the stale bread, cut it up in little croutons, and I prefer old-fashioned country dressing. Simply celery and that stale bread. I'll cut up celery salt, garlic salt, onion salt, onions all cut up. Lots of garlic, fresh garlic, all cut up. And let's see, what else do we put in? Onions, celery, and bread are the basics. From then on, you go with all the different spices. I know that for a fact, for my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to be a guest at Rosemary Stack's home. That's Robert Stack's widow.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a cook who makes something I never heard of. She mentioned one of the spices. I can't remember now, but it was a spice I never heard of in a stuffing. So I can't wait to go there. So just sit in a lavish, they used to call it board. Lavish table and eat somebody else's.
Phyllis, did you know Robert Stack well?
Oh, yes, but I never slept with him. I didn't know him that well. But his wife, his widow, is a close friend, and I loved Robert Stack. He was an adorable man.
You know, Phyllis, he was a great actor. He seemed like a nice guy when you would see him on television, but because of that show, Unsolved Mysteries, he gave me nightmares.
Really?
Every time I heard his voice.
Oh yes.
I was taken back.
Well, you know, he worked till he died. He was over 80, and he loved his work, and he always wanted to work. And I thought that was a good thing. I think it was sage, the dressing sage.
Oh, that, yeah.
Would that be maybe one?
Well, that's a good spice.
Well, I maybe it's a sage turkey dressing.
A sage turkey dressing from a sage woman for a sage turkey.
Hot damn.
There we go. One more question, Phyllis, and then we'll let you get back to the phones there at Butterball. How long should I cook a 10-pound turkey? That comes from James, who's also here in Marion.
Jane?
James.
Jane, or Jean.
Whatever, at this point, it doesn't really matter.
All right. Okay, you should cook it till it's done.
That's kind of vague, Phyllis.
Well, it must be tender through. I'm no good with those thermometers and the ice pick and the this and that. I don't know. Take a fork.
Jam a fork in it.
I do that.
And if nothing, if it doesn't yell ouch, you're okay.
Sort of.
Well, Phyllis, you're going over to the Stacks for Thanksgiving. Mrs. Stack.
Yes.
Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
And the Butterball people aren't keeping you too busy?
No, they're very good to me. They love my rum balls.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. I make rum balls for the children every Thanksgiving.
And how does that go?
Well, one Thanksgiving I got a little confused because I was drinking a lot of rum while I was making them. And I got confused with the recipe. Got far too much rum in my rum balls. And all these happy children running around full of rum. It wore off.
Phyllis Diller, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving and giving us something to laugh about. And you know, laughter behind turkey is the best medicine.
Absolutely. Eat well, laugh well, live well.
Absolutely. The wonderful, gracious, my pal, the amazing Phyllis Diller. Happy Thanksgiving.
And my pal, Scott Spears. You have one too.
You know, it's always amazing for me to go back and listen to that. Boy, 9 years ago, 2010, Phyllis Diller was just the kindest person to me in the world. And I remember the day that we taped that. Like I say, it was a script, and most people will stick to a script, but every answer that she had was totally improv there. Now, the questions were ready to go, but everything she did was totally improv, and I love playing that and bringing her back every Thanksgiving. That's one of our fun Thanksgiving traditions around here at WWGH Radio, the First Lady of Comedy, the legendary Phyllis Diller. Now, has anybody thought, now it's 42 minutes past the hour, has anybody had a chance to think about how long I need to put this 17-pound turkey in the oven? Does anybody know how long I need to thaw out this 17-pound turkey? Should it already be thawing out? And what is the difference between stuffing and dressing? Because apparently it has nothing to do with putting the contents inside the bird. Apparently that is not true. Does anybody know the answers to these questions? 740-383-9944. Or do you have any recipes you would like to share as we're heading into the big food holiday? Are you doing anything different this year than you have in years past? That would be interesting to hear about as well. There's always a lot going on this time of year. Now, don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning. And then we will have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. But there are a lot of questions out there about stuffing versus dressing, and how long should a 17-pound turkey be thawed out? How long should this thing be put in the sink prior to the big Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday? And of course, we're all depressed now because we now know that maybe a storm, a cold front coming into New York, could mean no balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. What is going on there? How could that possibly happen? Holy moly. Do want to let everybody know, letters to Santa, if you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, if you want to send us a Christmas card here at the radio station, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put a return address on the Christmas card, we will send you one back. So that's how that all goes. Letters to Santa, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. and, of course, our address here, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. You know what I was trying to think of? Does anything special go on in Marion on Thanksgiving? Now, I know, like at Halloween, we used to have the Halloween parade, and now we do trunk or treats at a lot of the churches. And at Christmas, we have the Christmas parade, and we have Santa Claus at the mall, and Santa Claus used to be flown in by helicopter every year by the sheriff's department. But has anything ever interesting happened at Thanksgiving? Does anybody know or recall anything that went on at Thanksgiving? Now, I believe, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong here, I do believe that on Thanksgiving Day this year, that Dayspring Wesleyan Church out on Route 95 still will be serving free Thanksgiving meals, but I don't know the hours on that. Does anybody know the hours that Dayspring will be serving their Thanksgiving meal this Thursday, which I believe is free? And for years, it was done at Epworth United Methodist Church. But I don't know, I think they're still doing it, but I don't know the hours there either. And sometimes there's been a goodwill donation at some churches. I'm not necessarily saying these two, but sometimes there has been a goodwill donation to have these meals, but I don't think that's the case anymore. I think if you show up, you can just get the meal for free. But does anybody know the times at the Dayspring Church for the free Thanksgiving meal, or the times at the Epworth Church that they serve the free Thanksgiving meal? Or does anybody know of any other places you can go on Thanksgiving if you're so inclined and want to get a meal at maybe a low cost? 740-383-9944. If anybody has that information, 740-383-9944. It's a great holiday. People are off work. People are getting happy. I think most of the kids are now out of school on Wednesday. Now, when I went to school, you went to school on Wednesday. But now, I think most kids are out on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and I don't think they go back till the following Monday. And Thanksgiving is interesting in and of itself because it's not a presents holiday. You know, there are a lot of holidays that revolve around presents. Easter, the Easter baskets. Christmas, the presents. Valentine's Day, Valentine's. Seems like everything, even St. Patrick's Day, you have to have the green beer and all the green fixins. But on Thanksgiving, there really is nothing but food. Food and a lot of football games that people like to watch. You know, it always starts out as a very powerful holiday. You know, everybody's excited and everybody gets dressed up for Thanksgiving. And they get all the food on the table, and everybody eats, and everybody laughs, and everybody's having a great time. And then, by the time midday comes, everybody's exhausted because you've eaten this big meal, and now there's football on the television that people want to watch. So it's an interesting holiday in and of itself. Now, we have about 11 minutes. Coming up on 11 minutes, 49 minutes past the hour, before the top of the hour here. There are two things I want to get your opinion on. Now, this year, a lot of people working on Thanksgiving, and they keep pushing it up. A lot of the stores are now having people come in all day. I heard this year Meijer will not close. I don't think McDonald's closes on Thanksgiving anymore. I believe that Kohl's is opening up at 5, but they're having their people come in all day on Thanksgiving. What do you think about this? I still think it's on a volunteer basis that you come in, and I do think that you get time and a half for this. But what do you think of this thing that's come about now where we are almost pushing Thanksgiving out of the way to get right into the big sales for the holiday season? And we will have a short holiday season this year because we're not starting until the 28th, Thanksgiving on the 28th, and of course Christmas on the 25th, so we're less than 30 days this year. So all that work putting up the tree the tree will not be up as long as it normally is. A short holiday season. And then next year is leap year, Olympics year, presidential election year. What else is going on next year? There's something else going on. Oh, it's census year, when we'll all fill out our censuses, which I think we do every 10 years. So, you know, next year will be an interesting year. Plus, we're going into a new decade, 2020. Which, again, we don't really think of decades like we used to. Decades used to be a big thing. When were you born? Well, I was born in the 90s. When were you born? I was born in the 50s. I was born in the 60s. But since the 2000s, we don't really refer at all to decades. The first 10 years of the 2000s, what was that? What decade was that? We don't refer to that as anything. We don't refer to this as the teens. I've never heard anybody call 2019 and say, that's part of the teens. And now that we get into 2020, will that be the 20s? I don't know if that'll be the 20s or not. It's very odd how we do things. Does anybody want to comment on any of this? People working on Thanksgiving? The fact that we don't really refer to decades anymore? The fact that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade might not have balloons this year? Do people still get up on Thanksgiving morning and watch this parade? I remember when people used to get up in their pajamas, and that was the first thing they did was watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That was the way to go. 740-383-9944. We're open for business here, 52 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Now, another thing that kind of goes hand in hand with Thanksgiving anymore is something that kind of has a connection to Ohio. It's probably the most famous Thanksgiving episode of any TV series ever. It's the WKRP in Cincinnati turkey episode. Thanksgiving episode. Now, can anybody tell me what happens in that classic episode? That's one of the most famous things in television history. And it's kind of funny because WKRP in Cincinnati did not run a whole long time. I think it was only on maybe 3 or 4 years. But this one episode has survived the test of time. And at this time of year, I always see something about the WKRP Thanksgiving episode. Does anybody remember what happens in that episode? The big turkey episode. I believe the episode title is actually called Turkeys Away. Does anybody remember what goes on in the big WKRP in Cincinnati Thanksgiving episode? It's kind of interesting. You know, and I look back on that episode and I think, how did they ever come up with that? That is such a clever idea when it comes to Thanksgiving. Because if you don't think about it and you're watching the first half of that episode, you never for a second get the idea of what's going to happen. And then at the end, you think, oh, I should have known that. Does anybody remember what happens in the famous WKRP in Cincinnati Thanksgiving episode that airs every year this time of year and has since WKRP aired it? I believe it was either in the early 80s or the late 70s, probably more likely the early 80s. Does anybody remember the famous WKRP in Cincinnati Thanksgiving episode? If you do, give me a call. 5 minutes left in the broadcast. Maybe everybody's out cooking now. Everybody's getting ready for the big holiday celebration. I'm still looking for some special things that I can cook during this big holiday celebration. I have the stuffing. I have the cranberry sauce. And by the way, I always go for the cranberry sauce in the can. Now, I know a lot of people use the fresh cranberries, but I like the cranberry jelly. I'm a fan of that particular type of cranberry. Go ahead, caller.
I can remember Les Nessman. I didn't know turkeys couldn't fly.
And do you remember?
They can fly.
Oh, my God.
Wild turkeys can fly, but tame turkeys can't.
You know what is so brilliant about that episode is I think everybody watching it, because for people who don't remember, the WKRP was a fictional radio station in Cincinnati. It was on television.
Oh, yeah.
And they decided they were going to do this promotion on Thanksgiving to get a lot of promotion for the station. And they were going to drop these turkeys out of a plane. And they
remember that.
Les Nessman, their newsman, is down there. And they let these turkeys go, and nobody thinks about it during the episode. And then all of a sudden, turkeys can't fly. And Les Nessman calls it like the Hindenburg coming down. Oh, the humanity.
But turkeys can fly. Wild turkeys can fly.
Well, I wonder, you think they were domesticated turkeys that they were throwing out of that airplane?
They had to be. Had to be, you know, self-raised or something like that. But wild turkeys can fly.
You know, that's the...
Who was I talking to? They were going somewhere, and all of a sudden they seen this big bird flying, and it landed up on a perch, and here was a turkey.
You know, I'll tell you...
They can fly.
Turkeys have a nasty disposition.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, don't make one mad.
No, they do not. They do not like to be messed around with. They can get awful angry at you awful quick.
That's for sure.
It's
okay.
Thank you.
So don't throw any turkeys out of a plane.
I won't toss them.
Unless they're wild.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, that is the famous WKRP episode. I'm glad somebody called that in. The station, it was a fictional station. It was a television series in the 70s and 80s. And the idea was this radio station needed some publicity, so what they were going to do was on Thanksgiving, they were going to throw turkeys out of an airplane, and they have their newsman, Les Nessman, down on the ground getting ready to call these turkeys being thrown out of an airplane, and the turkeys are thrown out, and all of a sudden, everybody realizes that turkeys cannot fly. And Les is down there, and I remember he says something about, one just crashed through a windshield, and they're splattering everywhere. And I think he does the line, if I'm not mistaken, oh, the humanity, which is totally ripped out of the terrible Hindenburg disaster when the Hindenburg went down in the early 20th century. But it's one of the funniest episodes of all time because I think, like everybody, we think, well, turkeys can fly. They're a bird. So you're watching this whole episode, and you're thinking, well, what's the big deal with this? So what? Turkeys are going to fly. And then that line comes in. Turkeys can't fly. And it's hilarious. I mean, most people know the punchline to that episode now, but I don't think at the time it aired that they did, and that's what made it super, super funny. Anyway, 58 and a half minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Do you have any big Thanksgiving plans that you would like to share with us? Or do you know how long I should keep this 17-pound turkey in the sink before the big holiday? I see I'm a little worried about this. I think maybe I should wait till Tuesday because I'm thinking it's 48 hours for a turkey. Isn't that right? 48 hours to get the turkey ready for the holiday? So I'm thinking I should wait till Tuesday, but I'm afraid of getting to Thursday morning and the bird is not thawed out. Then I'm totally up the creek. Up the creek or up the creek, however you want to say it. Does anybody know how long I should start thawing out this bird prior to the Thanksgiving holiday? 740-383-9944, 17 pounds. And now that I've gotten all the food at my house, I've purchased it all, the stuffing, the turkey, the bag, the roasting pan, all that stuff. Now that I've got it, I keep thinking, well, you know, maybe I should cook something else now. But see, that's the danger you get into, because when you do that, then you overdo it, and then you get overworked. And then you really are in deep trouble. We're coming up on the top of the hour here, WWGH Radio. We are going to break and come back with a whole nother hour. Don't you dare go anywhere for love nor money.
Potential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's